was in order.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Perry Almaris, from Kosovo Rita.
Hi, Perry.
Lovely to be here. Thank you, Sarah, for asking me to do this. Thank you for your efforts. Thank you, committee, for putting it on. Thank you to all the volunteers. It's been said already, isn't it? But it's been great to be here. I was going to make a joke about normally I'd be sitting in my boxer shorts in my bedroom on Zoom talking to you. So it's much better for you and me. I was also here in 2009, actually. I think that's the last time I've come here, so it's actually really, really nice to come back. It's been nice to make the effort and get up here. And as you probably now know, I came in Sydney in 1993, so that's a very long time ago. And today, as a 52-year-old, it feels like an incredible gift. An incredible gift. And it was a gift of being utterly defeated by food very, very early on. And I feel today very grateful that that happened, actually. But it was very painful to get there, and there was some pain, it was definitely some pain in those early years. But that first, I was also going to say something similar to what you just said, actually, that I didn't identify my first meeting. I turned up to a meeting in Sydney and didn't connect with them. It was a small meeting, but a gift of the meeting is something we always say, which is try six meetings. And they pointed me in the direction of another meeting, which to this day I always still remember. It's the St. Leonard's meeting on a Monday night, 7:30, and it was the Listen and Learn meeting. And I sat there and just listened. And what blew me away was it was the first time I was hearing people tell my story. It wasn't just the behaviors around food that I saw and identified with. It was actually you thought the same as I thought. And that was the first time, so in my second meeting, I began to feel like this is home, and this is where I need to be. And I'm here to this day because of LA, and that's a simple fact. I was asked to share a little bit about my journey to get here, my OA story. When I look back at it through my teens, the word just progressive just sprang out. It started with a bag of something and ended up with a binge eating disorder. And at the end, I couldn't predict what would happen when I took that first compulsive bite. I ended up in Australia twice on the back of it. I always thought it would be better if I was sitting on a beach in Sydney, sunny, and I'd have no problems. It lasted about a week and I was back binging. Rather than give you a whole monologue of the whole story of it, I thought what I would do is just give you three significant moments actually that felt significant to me in my recovery journey over the last number of years. It's amazing, I think, how sometimes this happens, and we haven't had it for a couple of years. If you go to a meeting and there's a card in front of you, you get, that's the thing I need to hear. And one of the first meetings that I went to, it said, let go and let God. And I had come out of sports university doing a sports science degree. I had enough knowledge about how to write a fitness plan. I had enough nutrition knowledge to write a food plan. I didn't quite know what I was walking into with LA. I'm so glad I didn't sit in front of a diet and calorie sheet. What I sat in front of was a message that said, let go and let God. And that was a wonderful phrase to hear. And I really did. I read it in the book, actually, about having a honeymoon phase. And I properly had a honeymoon phase for a little period of time. And that was because I absolutely battled it. When I got to the point of being letting go, I could let go because I had given it everything I had. It wasn't because of lack of fight to try and defeat it. And all I remember is I was either eating or I was fighting the compulsion to eat the whole time. And so letting go and letting go was just the phrase of like, I can stop fighting this thing. The second thing I wrote was a relationship with a higher power. For all of us new, an amazing gift of this program is each free to choose a concept of a higher power that works for us. I loved what you said about being able to choose your own concept. That's exactly the same what happened with me. I came in with a very parental, judgmental figure that was basically just telling me I wasn't good enough all the time. And the concept of being able to choose my own concept of a higher power blew me away. I didn't think I was allowed to do that. I thought I had to stick with the thing that I had. And the minute I began to relate on a more personal level with that concept, it opened up another channel for me. And I did a really silly thing. It sounds silly, it's not silly. It was very personal for me. I called it mate. So instead of God or higher power, I called it mate. And what that opened up was the ability for me just to be able to talk to this concept. And that was a real change, actually, for me. And the third one that I want to touch on was I was always the kid living in the future. You know, life was going to happen over here when I was thinner, more successful, fitter, blah, blah, blah. And I wrote, stop painting the picture. And that feeling of coming out, and especially in the step three prayer, giving my life to God and letting go and seeing where that would take me, has opened up amazing stuff. I would never have predicted where I'd have gone for the last 30 years. I would have gone, all I was trying to do when I came into OA, I started a professional sports career, and I wanted to go in one direction only. And I thought success was only about that at the time. So those are the three from my journey. I was asked just to touch on my abstinence. I think, as most of us know, kind of feels slightly more than just the food these days. I wrote that actually that state of being free from the food compulsion or food thoughts, for me, that kind of abstinence, serenity and freedom feeling. I mean, on a food level, a word that I absolutely love, again, is I wasn't given a diet calorie sheet when I came in, I wasn't getting, you have to eat this, you have to eat that, is we have choice. And on a daily level, I choose today. And that has a different energy than I have to do this, or I have to do that, or I must do this, and I must do that. So today, I choose 301. I choose three meals today, nothing in between, one day at a time.